Another big story. Police have described the discovery of guns and ammunition in East Belfast as the largest find in recent years. 16 handguns and more than 800 rounds of ammunition were found hidden on National Trust land in East Belfast. It's unclear whether the weapons, which were modern semi-automatic handguns, belonged to a paramilitary organisation or a criminal gang. The security journalist Brian Rowan with us this morning. What more do we know about this find, Brian?
Well, read the headlines this morning, Stephen, and take your pick. PUP man says no evidence of UVF gun link. Fears loyalists plan return to violence. And then treasure hunter finds 16 handguns buried in a park. What I'm being told, Stephen, is that this wasn't an intelligence-led operation. In other words, there was no tip-off, no information from inside a paramilitary organisation or a criminal gang pointing the police towards these weapons in the ground, nor was there a lengthy surveillance operation, the type of covert watching and listening that has become part and parcel of the story of this place in recent decades. And I write about this in The Telegraph this morning. So given the fact that this wasn't intelligence-led, given the fact that there wasn't specific information, it's going to take the police some days before they're able to attach a label to these guns. Now, given where they've been found, there is this speculation about a loyalist link. It is only speculation at this stage. I've been speaking to police officers over the weekend, people who would be in a position to know, and they're not yet in that position to attach a label to the guns. But if it turns out to be a loyalist link to this find, then of course, Stephen, that will raise questions about decommissioning. Were these weapons acquired since the loyalist decommissioning a few years ago? Were they held back from the decommissioning process, buried in the ground for one of those just-in-case type moments? Or do these guns belong to one of those criminal gangs involved in drugs who are out there within our communities? Indeed, there is some overlap between those criminal gangs and paramilitary organisations.
Obviously, Brian, what's caught people's attention is the quantum here.
Yes.
16 handguns.
Also the fact that they're not rusty old guns that have been lying in the ground for quite some time. 16 modern semi-automatic handguns, almost 1,000 rounds of ammunition. And we're told found after a call from a member of the public to the police on Friday. So it's a case now, Stephen, of watching over the next couple of days to see what forensic testing produces, to see what label the police attach to this find. I saw Martin McGuinness on Twitter last night congratulating the police on the find and saying that the public now need to know who owned these guns. In the decommissioning process, Stephen, despite what was said at the time, no organisation, Republican or Loyalist, will have surrendered its entire arsenal. So should any of us fall off our seats in shock if a paramilitary label is attached to this find? Not really. It is a worrying development that the fact that guns are still out there and whoever those guns may well have belonged to.